Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
Anyway, now it's time for our featured guest, Zach Hirsch. Tell us a little bit about what your life is like right now. Where's your focus and where are you going?
I have a lot of different focuses. I think that's the ADD that allows me to multitask and focus on a lot of things. Currently, I'm home with my family, but typically I'm anywhere from LA to Vegas, all the way to Dubai, to Saudi Arabia, to London, to you name it. I've been there or traveled there. And it's definitely a very active life. And I have 3 different podcasts, Pack and Zach, The Fight Guys, and Keeping Up with Sports. I have my technology company, Mozverse, always trying to brainstorm, come up with new ideas, and really make what I've been working on better, more cohesive.
You know, podcasts, I think it gets addictive. It's like you do one, and it's really fun to do a podcast, right? Especially if you have a great podcast partner, and then you want to do another one, and then you want to do another, and then you have this idea. So I can totally identify with what you're doing. I love your Instagram handle, iPickWins. Can you spill the secret sauce a little, or? How do you do that?
I've fooled around with making some of my own advanced stats. Coaching, EPA was one of them, CEPA when I was 17, 18. And that's certainly a big part of it. But I would say my biggest strength has been my eidetic memory. I've had that since I was a kid, and I'm able to really visualize and hold on to every play that I watch in the NFL, or, you know, mixed martial arts at every fight, or boxing at, you know, every punch that's thrown. So I think that's really been my biggest strength as far as picking wins.
Oh my gosh. You know, my grandpa had a photographic memory too, and he used to go to Vegas and count cards, and he'd always win a bunch of money.
So would you get into the card stuff too? I mean, since you have the memory for that?
Yeah, I can. You know, I've done it a little bit. You can't do it on strip, but off strip, it's a little bit easier.
The casinos actually prohibit people who have this photographic memory from coming in and playing at the casino.
Yeah, like if you're at like the Fountain Blue or a nice place like that in the strip, they're constantly shuffling. There's no room to count, but I do have the skill set to do that.
That's amazing. I find it really cool that you were able to take talent that you were born with, that not a lot of people have, and use it to make a successful business.
When I was younger, before I was 18, I was giving picks to a lot of celebrities, kind of like a VIP list, and that was for free. And I really just wanted the access. So I was able to do big time interviews with them and really open doors that shouldn't have been openable for someone my age. And that was my strategy. Was to get as much publicity out of the picks as possible rather than selling a subscription or something like that. And I wanted all my picks to be public. I wanted them to be out there. I wanted my record of success to not be questioned. And my ultimate goal was to be an ESPN commentator or something like that. But I feel like the podcast game has swallowed that up. My ultimate goal is to create my own podcast platform rather than be a broadcaster on TV. But yeah, so I never sold picks to the public per se, had a lot of celebrity and VIP clients, stuff like that, who I've done interviews with, and still to this day, you know, still hit me up for picks and stuff like that. And that was always my strategy. And I was always just trying to fit in any way I could. I mean, when I was with the Paul brothers in their training camp, I would do the stopwatch or bring them their water or whatever silly thing it was. But I would always try to provide value to people. And I think that helped a lot in people wanting me around them.
That's awesome. So are you making money from the podcast then?
Yeah, well, my revenue would come from the podcast. You know, I'm sponsored by betonline.ag.
That's great.
That's every podcaster's dream.
Zach Hirsch, sports analyst, podcaster, and an amazing game picker. Does your memory extend to things besides sports? I mean, do you also remember other things, or is it just kind of in the sports area?
But what I'm passionate about. I'm like an encyclopedia of rap knowledge too. Also something I like, but yeah, the sports knowledge ranges from, you know, NFL, mixed martial arts, boxing. I've done tennis picks, basketball. But yeah, it's mostly what I'm passionate about. I'm pretty ADD, so if it's not something I'm interested in, I don't pay any attention, which some teachers didn't like that growing up so much.
What advice would you have? Like, so for our son, he wants to do a website where he does his predictions, and I guess he would maybe put up some sort of paywall so people would subscribe or something to see what his predictions are. Is that the way you would say somebody should go now? What advice would you give someone like that?
Sure. It's all about their skill set. I thought I had a really strong skill set in connecting with people, and that's ultimately what I was able to leverage. But if his skill is going to be more on the software side of things and predicting winners and, you know, putting that behind a paywall makes a lot of sense. And I think my advice would be to put himself out there as soon as possible, would not to be to try to perfect it or anything like that. I kind of had that mindset when I started when I was 17. And ultimately, I worked through it by getting criticism from people that were watching it. And, you know, it's a lot more valuable than your parents or your loved ones who aren't going to be quite as honest with you. And yeah, really established that he has a track record of success. And from there, you can definitely sell subscriptions if you're legit.
So would you suggest someone be on social media to build that size? On Instagram, you're like blowing it out of the water. I can foresee maybe starting something like this by putting your predictions on Instagram the day before the game or something, and then eventually working that into something paid or maybe getting sponsors from that.
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok, I think the short form content, the reels are what are really putting people over the top right now. There's a lot of creators out there who are doing a great job on X as well. And there's definitely a way to do it and to go viral. And I think the main thing is people have set short attention spans. You've got to catch them quick. So you got to have a catchy thumbnail, lots of colors, a lot of things flying at you, and then a quick video, you know, right to the point.
There you go. So we were talking yesterday about your upcoming show with Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. That's got to be very exciting because those are super well-known celebrities. Tell us about the program. When is it going to be available and what can people expect?
Yeah, it's really different from any other show I've done. It's nothing really sports betting related. It's not even really about current sports. It's more of a look into the athletes' lives that we're interviewing. Some people have described it as like therapeutic for them. And it's really just an open space for them to talk about, you know, their journey and what they've gone through and the obstacles that they've overcame. And obviously, Caitlin has a lot of knowledge in that area, as well as Lamar. It's really special, some of the conversations that we've been able to have with some athletes. Of course, Sugar Ray Leonard. We brought my buddy Jadakiss on. We had a world boxing champion, Zab Judah, and a list of others. And Zab Judah had an emergency brain surgery. So, you know, he spoke to us about, you know, the feeling of him going into the emergency room without his family there, right? And getting to hear that type of stuff is really deep and really puts a new light on the athlete that we're interviewing.
So do you feel like there are common threads through the people that you're interviewing and talking about? I mean, are they all one way or another? I mean, I guess they're all driven, they're all passionate, but have you noticed other things as you've taped these shows about their personalities?
I would say they all like us enough to redo the show.
Well, that's
that would be probably the biggest thing they have in common. We had Steve O on. We had Bryce Hall on. We've had from 20 years old to 60 years old to, you know, every type of sport, every type of opinion. So I would say there isn't really a common thread, just trying to get the best content and I think provide the best conversations to the viewer.
Do you ever ask them, like, especially boxers, how do you mentally prepare yourself to get the stuffing beat out of you? I mean, how do you prepare yourself mentally for that pain? Have you asked them that?
Yeah. I think every fighter is different. I grew up in boxing since I was 4 years old. My father had a boxing gym. I boxed myself. So I would say every fighter is different. And some fighters go to that dark place the entire fight week. And, you know, they're serious the entire time and they feel the energy. And some, like my buddy, you know, Corey Spinks, five-time world champion, is dancing on his way to the ring. So you really get a wide range of people and personalities from, you know, we saw Mike Tyson's walkouts. We saw Floyd Mayweather's walkouts. And I think everyone's different and everyone approaches it in a different way. And there's nothing right or wrong, but you definitely have to go to a dark place at one point because your life really isn't aligned. Every year, boxers die in the ring.
That's kind of a brutal sport.
Really brutal. Yeah. I mean, it's really a lot more brutal than mixed martial arts because in mixed martial arts, one, you're fighting for, you know, less time. But two, in boxing, when you knock someone down, when you give them time to recuperate and get back up and then get beat up some more. In MMA, once you get knocked down, you know, ground and pound, submission, whatever it is, you can kind of finish the fight if they're hurt. But boxing just allows a lot of opportunities for guys to recover and continue to get beaten. Yeah, it's very dangerous for sure.
I will say that we went to some fitness camp and we did boxing, but I never hit anybody. It was the exercise of boxing is really fun, like bouncing around and punching. It's fun.
Yeah,
right?
We were punching hands, right? You know, I don't think we were boxing each other.
No, I don't.
But it could be good couples therapy. I don't know.
Do you do the same type of interview questions? Say you have 5 boxers in a row, or do you try to dig deep and find different questions for each person during these interviews?
No, of course, you know, you try to dig deep and find, you know, different interview questions, and everyone's had a different career and everyone has a different perspective and outlook on their career and life in general. And everyone has just had, you know, many different life experiences. Sugar Ray touched on, he was molested by one of his trainers. You know, I mean, that's like a personal thing that obviously, you know, he wouldn't be able to get out of any other fighter particularly. But yeah, you know, every story is different for sure.
And that's the hallmark of a good interviewer is what I've heard, is that if you can get somebody on your podcast or during your interview to reveal something about themselves that they haven't really talked about before.
Yeah, for that show in particular, it's a great format for them to be vulnerable. It's a very open set. And Lamar and Kaylin are very open about their past struggles in life. And, you know, Lamar about his mental health and former drug addiction, stuff like that. So when you have hosts that are so open and honest, it allows them to have an open floor. And it's my job to facilitate that in one point and try to get the most out of everyone.
Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhart and our very special guest, Zach Hirsch. And he'll be back right after this commercial break.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. That's 800-425-4803. Are you running a small business with 2 or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gerhart.
And our special guest, Zach Hirsch. Zach is an amazing predictor of outcomes in sports. He uses a lot of different resources to do what he does. We want to talk a little bit about Mozverse, which is his AI tech company, and how AI is going to impact things going forward. So, Zach, can you say a little bit about what you think the role of AI is going to be?
Sure. And Mozverse is going great. We're doing a lot of motion-assisted interactive media, which is really going to serve to enhance streaming audio and podcasts and things of that nature, which is really exciting to me because that's kind of been my bread and butter, and it's right in my wheelhouse. And AI in my space, in the sports betting space, it definitely has a role and definitely has some value, and it definitely can help with certain predictive markers. But at the end of the day, it is a lot of eye test. It is knowing the game or whatever it is. For football, I was the youngest Division I coaching intern when I was 16 with FAU football. And getting to learn the X's and O's, you know, helping us all the playbook with Coach DJ McCarthy, I think served me more value than an AI could gather. Just from looking at pure analytics, there is certainly an eye test to it as well, especially in the other sports I do, boxing and mixed martial arts. Styles make fights, so it would be tough to find an AI predictive model that could really identify that information.
My son played football for many years, high school, junior high. Well, starting in like third grade. And he learned things, deep, intrinsic things about how the game is played that I'm not sure can really be programmed into AI. Like, can AI really get it?
They can probably get it pretty well, but I don't think it can do 100% of the job. Like you said, there are X's and O's that come from playing it, learning the sport. I would say, you know, coaching the sport, stuff like that. We've had NFL coaches who really only played up to high school football, but were able to get assistant coaching job for it at a high school or college and learn as much about the sport as anyone else.
Yeah, I think, though, that AI is going to be predictive.
You would also have to remember that Vegas is going to have the same access to the same AI when they're determining their betting lines. And the only thing that Vegas is trying to do when they're setting their betting lines is get 50% of people to bet on one side and 50% of people to bet on the other, because they make money in the middle because it's not exactly even.
Oh, all the way. But I got to ask you, Zach, do you take into account bad calls? Like, are there some refs that you think are half blind or something? Let's say always make a bad call.
So just for some background on this, Elizabeth is a Seahawks fan, and every single game, the refs always make bad calls, and they don't catch the fouls that the other team is making against the Seahawks. Just for your information.
I watch football games where I don't have an interest in either team, and I feel like there's bad calls.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is, with the spread of sports betting, you have to wonder if the refs have any interest in that.
Elizabeth has been saying this for like the last 7 or 8 years at least, right?
Yeah, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Some of the calls are so egregious and everybody gets upset.
We've had NBA refs caught and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say the referee, gang is definitely something that can be considered. Sometimes you'll see a stat where it's like a quarterback is like 0-17 with that set of refs. You're like, oh, that's really weird. Especially NBA, they're always like beefing. He's ejected him like 3 times. So there are times where the ref, you know, has to be taken into account. But I would say things like, you know, the coaching history, the weather, a variety of stuff that you have to consider when making a sports pick.
Zach Hirsch, sports analyst, podcaster.
Zach, what is the best place for people to find you?
The best place for people to find me is on Instagram at iPickWins.
Love that name.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.